Save Jesus Only. This is a part of a passage out of Mark chapter 9, verse 8. And I'd like to look at this passage. But that's the theme this morning as we have our daily inspiration. Jesus Only, or Save Jesus Only. That would be the theme for today's daily inspiration. I'm Steve Coleman. Good morning. And God bless you. Thank you for joining us here at the Fountain of Life. Mark chapter 9, verse 7, the last part of the verse, a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." And suddenly when they had looked around, they saw no man anymore save Jesus only with themselves. So no more was there Moses and no more was there Elijah. There was just Jesus. It's not the traditions, it's not the law that they encountered there, but what was left was Jesus. And I guess I'm struck as we think about this passage, we think about what was going on in that scene. Peter, James, and John went up to a high mountain, and he was transfigured. And his raiment became shining, and there was Elias, and there was Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And when Peter was so bold as to say, we should build three tabernacles here, one for Moses representing the law, and one for Elias representing the prophets, and then one for Jesus. Then the next thing they noticed, they heard the voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." And then next they saw no man save Jesus only. And to me this is so significant of the will of the Father. Whenever man seeks to establish himself in the law, whenever he would seek to establish himself in the Old Testament, I believe that this is what response that the Father gives is, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." Sola Scriptura, only the Pope. I say, better off to have only Jesus. The words, the teachings, the commandments, the instructions, the example, and the love of Jesus Christ. That's all we need. Truly, Jesus only is all we need. So, I wonder if you this morning trust in something else. Do you trust in the commandments of men, in the opinions of men? Do you trust in the leadership that tells you a certain thing? Or do you understand how to trust in Jesus Christ? So this morning I encourage you to listen to what God said. "This is my beloved Son, hear him." Listen to the Lord Jesus. Go back and search through and find out what Jesus taught and what his will is for us in all aspects of our lives, and walk in that throughout all of the rest of the days that we have here. And so God bless you. Thank you for joining us here at the Fountain of Life.